You guys might think I'm crazy, okay? There's a small village in Brazil that has the highest population of blonde-haired, blue-eyed twin boys. The highest population on the world. And King Atlas had three sons that had blue eyes and blonde hair. And King Atlas himself also bared blue eyes. But then it's like, where was the first strain of blue-eyed people ever found? In Africa. The Eye of the Sahara is in South Africa, right off the coast, which could put us in the same ballpark of when everything could have taken place. Hey, everybody. This is Let's Talk Forella. And as always, this episode is brought to you by Hydra Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And for this special episode, I want to come at you guys correct, okay? I'm a huge conspiracy theorist. I love conspiracies. I love me a really good story. So I got a story for you guys today that might just blow you away. And I feel that I have enough evidence and enough notes that might make you feel like the lost city of Atlantis was actually real and it was not lost at all. Because I found it and I found enough proof to show you that it is true. Okay. And then look, check this out. For the people that might think that this is crazy, all these facts come from the known philosopher Plato. Plato was a philosopher that brought the whole story of Atlantis to life in the first place. Like I said, like always, I always have my references on my pad right here. So anytime you guys see me looking forward, it's because I'm just trying to keep this podcast in order, okay? So, real quick, Plato was a Greek philosopher, and he was a mathematician during the 427 BCE in Athens, Greece. He was also a student of Socrates, and he was a prominent philosopher of ancient Greek mythology, and he was a great historian and philosopher. Plato founded the Academy in Athens, one of the earliest known organization institutes for higher education in the Western world. He wrote dialogues, philosophical texts, and forms of conversations between characters. Plato was also known for his works of the Republic, in which explores the topics such as justice, political philosophies, and the ideal state. So what does that tell you guys? In ancient Roman times, and he found the school of Athens. So in ancient Roman times, Plato was a guy who was somebody extremely respected, somebody who was extremely smart. And in Greece at the time, Plato was the student of Socrates, and Socrates was the philosopher that would go out to other places around the world, get knowledge, come back to Greece, and log them down. We all know about the great burning of Alexandria, the world's biggest library that obtained all our knowledge and information from all corners of the world, and how Cesar Chavez fucking destroyed it. Well, not Cesar Chavez, Caesar the Great Conqueror. My bad. Caesar the Great Conqueror destroyed the Library of Alexandria and got rid of all the texts. It had actual books of the Bible, Quran, extremely crazy ancient texts and artifacts, and it all got burned down. But Socrates was a man who kept extra notes on the side, and he gave all his notes and all his knowledge onto his successor, which is Plato. Plato was then invited to a place in Egypt. It was ancient Egypt at the time, at a temple known as the Neith Temple. Okay, the Neith Temple was Egypt's Christianity temple, and Plato was welcomed there by the priests to read an ancient text about Atlanteans. I bet, how many of y'all knew that Atlantis came from Plato? Like, it wasn't like a old school Disney movie that we grew up on. The whole story of Atlantis came from Plato. So whether it might be fact or fiction, a lot of what this man said and what he did, we believed as actual fact, and he was respected to be somebody who was a truth teller and a great philosopher. So everything I'm telling you is everything that I found on Plato. So he went to this Neith Temple, And in this temple, there was a giant stone wall underground that was carved in hieroglyphics way predating ancient Egyptians at the time of 427 BCE. In these hieroglyphics, in this stone that still to this day, this stone is in the Egypt's, one of Egypt's most famous museums. And this stone is made out of a material that cannot be carved by, it's made of a rock not known from any material on our planet. And it cannot be carved by any instrument that we have available. And in this text talks about the rise and fall of Atlantis. Okay, look, hang with me. I like a good story. Y'all like a good story too, so just stay with me. In Greek mythology, when the gods came down and had babies with the women, you got Hercules and all these other gods. One of them, amongst them, was Athens. And Athens was given a kingdom off of the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, overseeing the Atlas Mountains, which sits over the eye of the Sahara right now today. Okay, guys, his kingdom was depicted as land, water, separating the civilians from the warriors all the way up until his kingdom. And King Athens was a king who had blue eyes and he commanded the sea, is what he believed. I don't know if it was Greek mythology, like he was moving water, but where his kingdom was, Athens was the shit, king of the Atlantic Ocean. He had three sets of twin boys that was going to overtake his kingdom after he was gone. And the agreement that he had with his sons to split his kingdom into three, representing the three rings of the kingdom, he told his sons that if they were ever to go to war with each other, the kingdom would crumble. Stay with me, guys, okay? Stay with me. So when Plato went to the Neith Temple and he got all this information about Atlantis and brought it back, more of the information began to read that the Atlantis kingdom crumbled because the sons ended up defying their father's wishes, going against each other and attacking. There's a whole bunch of other stuff about how Atlanteans helped the ancient Chinese. It's honestly crazy. I couldn't find any facts on that, but it does make for a really good story. And I couldn't find any pictures that wasn't a crazy animation, but there were pictures and evidence that the Atlanteans somehow helped the ancient Chinese. Look, don't quote me. But look, we're going to continue with the story. So after the kingdom crumbled, it caved in on itself and the kingdom illuminates a light, bright blue color to represent the eye of the king of King Atlas and his three sons who also had blue eyes. And it's like, look, guys, if you're like, you know what, this motherfucker's crazy as hell. Look, let me show you something. Let me show you guys something real quick. So right now, this is the kingdom of Atlantis. As you guys can see, there are land, water, land, exactly how I told you. The outer lands are for the carriages, the farmers, the civilians. The inner lands are for the warriors, and the inner lands are for King Atlas's kingdom. Okay, this is the eye of the Sahara. This bright blue illuminating color, science can't explain why that is. And science will tell you that this ring was created by a volcano that was emerging, and the volcano and tectonic plates worked against each other and caused it to cave in, creating this. How does that not look like a gigantic eyeball, guys? How is this not, or possibly, the lost kingdom of Atlantis? And it's like, look, it's always crazy that during the time of Noah's Ark flooding, which has real evidence, is around the same time that dinosaurs existed. There's also evidence for that because people in biblical started to ask themselves, hey, How come Noah didn't have dinosaurs on there? Well, they'll be too big and they'll eat all the other animals. So he left the dinosaurs. But there's evidence that Noah's Ark dinosaurs were coexisting at the same time and the same exact time of the existence of the lost kingdom of Atlantis. Because during the same time period where the dinosaurs were believed to go extinct, where Noah's Ark was believed to get flooded, the Younger Dryas climate change, look it up, happened, where meteorites entered our atmosphere, imploded, and caused the ground to cause great floods, cause great volcanic eruptions, cause great kingdoms to be destroyed. And that would put us on the timeline of where Atlantis was and where King Atlas's kingdom could have been. And then it's like, look, all right, y'all might sit up here and be like, man, Dwayne, you crazy, you smoking, right? Check this out. Another absolutely insane possible, I love conspiracies, I love them. Another insane, crazy conspiracy theory is Adolf Hitler was a man who was really obsessed with conspiracies, ancient artifacts, and anything to do with like crazy, insane folktales. Nazis were believed to go there, to go to the Eye of the Sahara, to take a sample of what makes the Eye of the Sahara so blue, and they went down to Brazil to experiment on a small village. You guys might think I'm crazy, okay? But there's a small village in Brazil that has the highest population of blonde-haired, blue-eyed twin boys, the highest population on the world. And King Atlas had three sons that had blue eyes and blonde hair. And King Atlas himself also bared blue eyes. And it's insane to think that. But then it's like, where was the first strain of blue-eyed people ever found? In Africa. The Eye of the Sahara is in South Africa, right off the coast, which could put us in the same ballpark of when everything could have taken place. And then it's like, hey, this could all be conspiracy, this could all be crazy, but the facts are the story of Atlantis came from a man that we represent as somebody that is actually an extremely great and smart philosopher. The kingdom of Atlantis depicted from ancient texts and photos matches the exact demographic of the Eye of the Sahara today. And the Eye of the Sahara also showed, bro, how does that not look like a gigantic meteorite just smack dab in the middle of that and the entire kingdom imploded on itself? I'm not saying believe me, I'm just saying that look, science will always tell you something is beyond belief, but I'm a God-fearing man. Life is without fathom, meaning things were put in place to make you think that everything needs and has an explanation, when in a world of unfathomable possibilities, things like this can most definitely be possible. In the same exact world where folks would get apprehended for talking about aliens is the same exact world where we see aliens on TV right now today. In the same exact world where people was getting shot and arrested for having Mary J. is the same exact world we live today where I can go to the store and buy it. So understand that science in itself is all a hypothesis. They're always working to disprove something they proved as fact. And it's like, look, y'all, why wouldn't this be real? I'm just saying, hey, I love conspiracies. If you guys like this episode and you want to see something more like this, please let me know, because I have a lot of conspiracies I can dive deep in. If you guys like seeing the co-ed podcast where I invite somebody on, please let me know if that's more content you want to see, because I feel like we can really make something happen. This is Let's Talk Forella, and don't forget to buy your water bottles, hydroaffirmations.com. Always remember that if you're somebody who wants to start a podcast, you're somebody who wants to boost your social media, then I would most definitely go with PacificLightMedia.com. PacificLightMedia.com is a place that made a normal guy like me build my podcast up to a level where folks feel that I am extremely professional, and honestly, I'm not. I'm learning as I go. The podcast will only get better. It will only evolve. And whatever more topics and scenarios and situations that you guys want to see, please let me know. And as always, this is Let's Talk Ferrella. And if you guys want some artwork, hit me up at ferrellagalleria.com. I mean, not ferrellagalleria.com. Hit up my Instagram. If not, buy a water bottle. And always remember, if you have a team whose teams represent our colors, let us know. Send us an email. We'd love to bless the young kids. Have a great day. Blah!